Hello and welcome along to the On the Whistle podcast. I'm your host, Hossein Nabi, and today we're looking ahead at the CAF Champions League quarterfinal second legs. Lots to play for, all the ties up for the taking. Before we get into it, it would be remiss of me not to introduce the bald-headed beauty that is Courtney Freeze, the star who won the Premier Soccer League with Manning Rangers and is one of the top over 40 players in Essex. Courtney Freeze, how are you and your Chrome Dome doing?
I'm very well this morning, Zane. It's perfect conditions, as I always let everybody know when we talk. It's overcast, it's cold.
You must have gone to a different school to me, because perfect conditions were warm and balmy.
It is absolutely fantastic. I'm good, still carrying a hamstring injury, but we got a two-week layoff before our next relegation battle.
Who are you in the relegation battle? Are you Nottingham Forest? Are you Burnley? Are you Everton?
I would say we are Luton.
Are you Brentford? Luton. There we go.
We are Luton. We are throwing everything at them and all of a sudden got a bit of fight in us. I don't know from where. We've gone 13 games in a row losing. We played 15 in total and then lost 13 on the trot. But last week we won 2-0.
Listen. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Nothing like some fire in the belly to get you going. Well, listen, if you think Courtney and his motley crew cannot get relegated in their league in Essex, please let us know at our social media accounts, OTW_podcast on Twitter, now known as X, and Instagram. Also, you can search for us by searching for the On The Whistle podcast on Facebook and YouTube. Don't just search for On The Whistle on YouTube, because it'll take you to the Arsenal blog. We're so much more rounded on African football than they are. But if you're an Arsenal fan, go there. Free plug. Courtney, there's lots to get into around the CAF Champions League quarterfinals. Okay. But I am going to start the show by paying respect to Luke Fleers, the Kaizer Chiefs defender who tragically passed away after a carjacking in South Africa. He was a young talent coming through, if I'm correct, hadn't played in an official match for Kaizer Chiefs. But Courtney, the football world in South Africa and on the continent is in shock.
And rightfully so, Zane. This is a tragic moment for anybody, not just a footballer, but for absolutely anybody to experience such a horrific tragedy in their lives at such a young age. A young man that has come through the SuperSport Academy, had a move from SuperSport in October to Kaizer Chiefs, which is obviously, we know, one of the biggest clubs in South Africa. And this tragedy at a petrol station yesterday evening happens to a young man. Terrible, terrible experience. Our thoughts and condolences go out not only to his family, to his friends, and also to the club as well, because you clubs are no longer what they were. They are now institutes, they are families, and they care for their players tremendously. So, you know, a real tragic story.
Yeah, and Kevin Johnson, who's a friend of the show, obviously managers at Kaizer Chiefs. He's the current coach. And we send our condolences not only to Luke's family, but also to the Kaizer Chiefs community and Kevin, who we know is a real father figure in situations like this.
Well, also Gavin Hunt as well. You know, Gavin Hunt was very quick to get on to this early hours of yesterday. He, on his own personal X account, sent out his thoughts as well. So you just know that the footballing fraternity is really disturbed by this senseless violence. And let's not only think of Luke, because there are many people suffering from this level of senseless violence as well, Zane. And our hearts go out to all of them.
Absolutely. Very well captured, Courtney. Now we'll make a turn to the football. There's lots to look forward to this weekend in the CAF Champions League. Some of the key games involving Al Ahly versus Simba, Mamelodi Sundowns versus the Young Africans from Tanzania. Courtney's famous Essex Mimosa stories live in memory for a long time. They'll be playing Esperance. And we have Petro Luanda against DRC Giants TP Mazembe. Just to run you through some of the first leg results. And I guess we'll bring this up as we talk about the various matchups, Courtney. But we saw a cracking game in Tanzania where Simba lost at home against Al Ahly. The score there was 1-0. This was a cracking game. It's a real hostile environment for any team going to play Simba at home. Courtney, what were your thoughts on this one?
Well, the Tanzanians were fantastic, Zane. Both teams coming to the game with a good pedigree of in terms of performances, having lost one out of five games, Simba. The Egyptians having lost one out of five as well. Good form. Everybody was up for this game. Large crowd, very intimidating environment. And what I also want to mention is that VAR was being used in this game, which is a good thing to see. But from start to finish, the Egyptians were much better. Al Ahly were the better team. Simba, highly energetic, involved in absolutely everything, but quite wasteful up front, especially Dennis Kibu. Very, very wasteful up front. It had three or four good chances, which he just fluffed, hit over the crossbar, really not good. Now, you got to help me with this name here, Zane, the goal scorer for Al Ahly, Mohamed Koka. I wouldn't say it was a brilliant goal, but a well-worked goal from Al Ahly's point of view. Gives them the 1-0 victory, which they'll take back to Egypt. And I can't see anything but Al Ahly going through.
Al Ahly, obviously the dominant force in this competition. Is it hard to look past them once again being finalists, Courtney?
I would say, I would phrase the question differently, Zane. Who do you think with them is it hard to look past? It's them and Sundowns. Those are the two teams that will be very difficult to look past.
Well, this is probably the perfect time then to segue to the Sundowns quarterfinal. They themselves playing against the mighty young Africans, a second Tanzanian team in the quarterfinals, which speaks volumes to what Tanzanian football is doing on the continent at the minute. In the first leg, it was a nil-nil draw in Tanzania. Both young Africans and both Sundowns are currently topping their domestic leagues at the moment, so certainly form teams. How do you see this one going, Courtney, and what were your reflections on the first leg?
Well, firstly, Zane, you know, there was one goal scored across all quarterfinals last week, which is just not good enough. But it's very seldom that you'll watch a 0-0 game that's quite entertaining, and this was it. Sundowns versus Young Africans was a good game of football. Absolutely good game. The way you can look at it is that Sundowns set up to come away without conceding a goal. And that is a very important statistic to have. Young Africans were absolutely fantastic. Huge amounts of chances. Ronwen, as usual, Sundowns got a huge pedigree anywhere in that club, in that team. But Ronwen, once again, proving fantastic in goal.
Here's a question. Did it surprise you the way Rolani McQueen is set up? I mean, he's like Pep Guardiola in the sense that, you know, they have a very clear strategy on how they want to play, how they want to move.
He wouldn't have gone there for a draw, but he would have gone there to not concede.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes away with something which he would have been very pleased about. Knowing Sundowns, they want to win everything. I have a bit of a concern for Sundowns at the moment because, yes, they haven't lost in five. Okay.
But is that a bad thing?
Yeah, I'll tell you why it's a bad thing. Their competition in five has only been strong in one game. They've really been tested in one game. They come into this fixture, young Africans, the Tanzanians are not a walkover, Zane. You got to look at the amount of energy they were able to produce in that game and the amount of chances they created. They'll be a force in Pretoria. They'll come to win. Absolutely, they will come to win. But I just got a funny feeling that Sundowns are just not ready at this point in time with the competition they're facing. You know, you're only as good as who you're facing at times, you know. If you're not really facing high intense competition, they played SuperSport 3 weeks ago, and that was a tough game. But after that, they haven't had the competition they needed to get them ready for this particular fixture. But we put our trust in a wonderful manager like Rulani Mokoena. Hopefully he can get the team and the intensity. And this is what I'm talking about. the intensity for this type of big hitting game. Young Africans will come there with no fear to try and result against Sundowns.
Sure. Well, listen, Courtney, we've touched on the two arguably biggest teams in left in the tournament in Al Ahly and obviously Sundowns, both setting the benchmark really on the continent. Now to look at two of the other quarterfinal matchups. You had ASEC Mimosas and Esperance playing out to a 0-0 draw in their first leg, which might surprise people because Esperance were at home. This game certainly wasn't pretty on the eye. Give us your takeaways on the first leg encounter there and perhaps what we can expect this time around.
Firstly, Zane, it's easy to see who the dominant team is. ASEC Mimosa looked very naive. They didn't look like they were there actually to get a result. They just were part of the game. It was basically that. Esperance looked much better in terms of organization, attacking prowess. They looked a good outfit. They looked, I just don't know why they didn't kill this game off. They're at home. They give ASEC Mimosa the opportunity now to go home and try and get a result because the low crowds that were in Tunisia will not be there in the Ivory Coast. There's an opportunity to get to a CAF semi-final, yeah. So there will be a large capacity crowd in the Ivory Coast. I think Esperance missed a trick here to end this game off, especially with the amount of possession and control they had in this game. I don't know why they didn't kill it off.
Now, Courtney, as you call it, the second donut that disappointed. That's great alliteration. That's why in your spare time you're a wordsmith as a teacher, I guess, or former teacher. We have a situation where we have TP Mazembe and Petro Luanda drawing 0-0 in the first leg in the Congo. We follow up now with Petro Luanda at home facing off against TP Mazembe. Tell me, you weren't impressed by the first leg of the 0-0 draw. What do you think we'll see this time around?
Dane, it's very hard to watch something for over 90 minutes and almost the levels of disappointment I had watching this game were high. You know, I'll give you a statistic here. The GA for Petros was 0.08. Absolutely no chance ever of scoring a goal. This was the most boring football match I watched. It was almost comical with some of the tackling. I don't know how much the surface had to do it because they played on an artificial pitch.
That's TP Mazembe's home, yeah.
TP Mazembe. I don't know how much of the surface had to contribute, but it was possibly one of the worst games of football, and I give it my donut of the week tag for absolutely an atrocious football game. Those players should be paying the supporters who came in there, and it was a full crowd, Zane, that came and watched them. They should be paying them. Thank you very much. Take my salary this week. We punished you with that performance. It was a terrible game. I can't believe that these two teams are in the quarterfinal of the CAF Champions League. I don't know how they got there.
I know Petro de Luanda certainly impressed Ali in the early rounds when they were coming through. But hopefully we start to see some signs that that got them through to this.
Well, Zane, it can't be that bad this week. And this is what I'm hoping for, because like I said to you earlier, across the four fixtures, one goal was scored. So that won't be this week, because there has to be winners this week. So this week, I think there is going to be a flurry of goals because people have to go through. And also, Zane, something, and I'm sure you've seen the media around us, the money that is being put up this year. Now think to yourself, if you're a South African team, it's close to 1 billion rand. For goodness sake, you've got to cut legs off and try and win this tournament. You've got to cut legs off, man. You know, this is why I'm saying there's teams in this competition at this point in time. There's going to be a flurry of goals this weekend because people know there's big money on show here. Absolutely.
Well, listen, if I'm correct, it's $4 million for, the prize money in the competition. It follows a massive 40% increase from CAF. So there is a lot of money that is left to make, as you say. And who wouldn't want to make it if you're involved in that? Courtney, let's, before we go, run through the quarterfinals. Let's do it in the order you wanted it. Give us your predictions. Who's going to win it and why?
So in the quarterfinal, let's start right at the top where we started in the beginning, Zay. Okay. Al Ahly Simba, Al Ahly go through comfortably. And Al Ahly go through, I feel, to verse TP Mazembe. I don't think the Angolans, Petros can put up a performance that can get them absolutely anything. Absolutely. So that is my feeling. And in the other semi-final that I feel is going to be set up is Esperance will versus Sundowns. Now, what makes these semi-finals tricky is who will have the home ground advantage. I think if you have intentions of winning this competition, you want to play away from home first leg. Absolutely. Other thing that is involved here, which I think is brilliant, is that VAR has been brought into this tournament as well, which is absolute fantastic. It just gives the greater opportunity for better officiating to happen. Not that I'm saying officiating with VAR has been great. Let's not blame the technology. One thing I know about VAR is that it has highlighted how poor referees really are. They know the game on paper. They don't know the game practically. So let's just hope that there's no poor decisions like we see week in, week out in the Premier League. But I'm really excited for Esperance and the Sundowns game that is going to potentially be up on show. I can't see anything but these teams coming through.
Courtney, thank you for your thoughts, your analysis, and your predictions. We look forward to watching the quarterfinals this weekend. Lots of great action to look forward to. And we'll see if the all-knowing oracle, Courtney Freeze, is correct. Thank you for your time, Courtney. Have a good week. And for those of you listening out there, please leave a rating, leave a review. We love to hear from you. Salagashle.